Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 24th of Ramadan, and our topic is dhikr at the time of iftar, or remembering Allah at the time of breaking one's fast. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to have special dhikr to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every situation in his life, to thank him and praise him. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a beautiful dhikr for his iftar during the days of fasting. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu an, he narrated that when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam took his iftar, he would say, ذهب الظماء وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. The thirst has gone, the arteries are moist, and the reward is certain if Allah wills. And this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, is found in the Sunan of Abi Dawood and al-Nisa'i and others, and has been declared as Hasan by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimuhullah. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, this dhikr, even though it is short, it completely expresses the happiness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have completed the day of fasting. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The fasting person has two joys, a joy when he breaks his fast and a joy when he meets his Lord. And this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَاءُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ, the thirst has gone and the arteries are moist, expresses his joy at breaking his fast. While the words, وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, and the reward is certain if Allah wills, expresses his happiness at the reward he will take joy in when he meets his Lord. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, this dhikr or this remembrance completely encapsulates the happiness we should have when we successfully reach the moment of breaking our fast. It is a beautiful sunnah, and we ask Allah to allow us to feel its deep meaning while reciting it. And finally, we leave you with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.